Thank you, Madam Vice President. Allow me to thank the United Kingdom for its engagement with the committee over the course of the year. The interactions were fruitful and gave us the relevant information to understand the challenges faced by the United Kingdom in their implementation of their Article 5 commitment. The United Kingdom submitted its request for an extension of its March 1, 2019 deadline on 29 March 2018, upon which the committee reached out to expert organizations for their input. At this stage, let me thank the ICBL for its input. On 4th June 2018, the committee wrote to the United Kingdom to request additional information on the extension request and received additional clarifications on the 6th of August 2018. The committee thanks the United Kingdom for having submitted its request in a timely manner and for the cooperative dialogue and engagement. The United Kingdom's request is for 5 years until the 1st of March 2024. With regard to the request, the committee raised the following issues in its analysis. First, the committee notes the importance of the United Kingdom reporting on its progress in a manner consistent with international mine action standards, disaggregating by area cancelled through non-technical survey, reduced to technical survey, and addressed through clearance. Second, two main risks may prevent the United Kingdom from finalizing its operation prior to 2024. There may not be enough time to complete clearance by the end of phase five, and there may not be sufficient pre-allocated funds available to complete clearance, and new funding may not be requested until the costs are known, which could lead to a situation requiring demobilization and remobilization or retendering after phase five. The request further indicates that the result of the technical survey will only be available at the end of 2018 or early 2019. The committee wrote to the United Kingdom to request if, given that the land release contractor has been in operation for some time now, if it would be possible to extract an estimated figure to ensure that funding is made available to avoid unnecessary delays in implementation. The United Kingdom indicated that it is planning ahead as far as possible in order to act swiftly following the receipt of the technical survey information. Third, given that the United Kingdom is committed to acting swiftly following the receipt of the technical survey information, it may find itself in a situation wherein it could proceed with the implementation faster than that suggested by the amount of time requested. Based on the information provided, the committee concludes that given that the technical survey of York Bay will be completed by the end of 2018 or early 2019, and the uncertainty concerning the availability of funding, the convention would benefit from the United Kingdom submitting to the states parties by the 30th of April 2020 and the 30th of April 2022 updated detailed work plans for the remaining period covered by the extension. These work plans should contain an updated detailed list of all areas known or suspected to contain anti-personnel mines, annual projections of which areas and what area would be dealt with in each year during the remaining period disaggregated in a manner consistent with the IMAS. The plan presented by the United Kingdom is workable, lends itself well to be monitored, and states clearly which factors could affect the pace of implementation. The plan is based on continued implementation of land release and contingent upon stable allocation of funding from the United Kingdom state budget. In this regard, and noting that noting its commitment to keep the states parties informed of progress, the convention would benefit from the United Kingdom reporting annually to the states parties on the following: A. Progress in land release activities relative to the commitments made in the United Kingdom's work plan disaggregated in a manner consistent with the IMAS, including the results of the technical survey of York Bay and its effect on the work plan. And B, updates regarding resource mobilization efforts to ensure continual support of implementation efforts and avoid delays in implementation. In addition to reporting as noted above, it is important that the United Kingdom keeps the states parties regularly apprised of the pertinent developments regarding the implementation of Article 5 during the period covered by the request and on other commitments made in the request at intersessional meetings, meetings of the states' parties, and review conferences, as well as through its Article 7 report using the Guide to Reporting. I would like to conclude by thanking the United Kingdom for the detailed and timely information provided to and the continued engagement with the committee. I thank you, Madam Vice President.